Nigel, what kind of mistakes do inexperienced travelers make?
The first mistake business travelers make is to take far too much luggage. Remember, take only carry-on luggage, because at most airports, you can get away with two small bags.
Oh, I see.
Another mistake people make is to think that you have to pay full price for air tickets. You should find out about the different ticket options. For example, an RTW fare can save up to 40% on normal fare.
Excuse me, what is RTW?
Round the world. For example, if you're going to Australia from the USA, you could go out via Singapore and come back via North America. And another way to save money is to see if a ticket to a destination beyond is cheaper. For example, a ticket from Amsterdam from London to New York may be cheaper than one straight from London to New York.
That's very useful information.
And another mistake is to go away for too long. Most people's efficiency and energy start to fall off after 2 weeks away. So my advice is keep your trip short. Only go for 2 weeks and never for longer than three. Another point is don't expect everything to go according to plan. You need to learn to expect the unexpected. There may be a typhoon in summer, or your taxi may break down on the way to the airport. In other words, don't be optimistic about plans, and don't schedule important meetings too closely together. You need to allow time for delays and breakdowns.
Yeah, this is something travelers have to remember when they plan their trips.
And another thing, get to know a good travel agent and make sure he gives you the best possible service. Take discounts, for example. A good travel agent can get first-class tickets for the price of business class. This is because he does enough volume of business and he can get discounts with airlines on his own behalf. He should pass them on to you, so make sure he indeed does.
I think the worst part of a trip is having to travel overnight, or being stuck for a weekend in some dreadful place. Are there any ways of avoiding that?
Yes. A weekend break or a stopover in a more relaxing or lively place is often available at a special cheap weekend rate. Various airlines and hotel chains offer these, and it's always more pleasant to stay the night in a hotel than on a plane, even if you're travel business class.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Nigel, for all the useful information and advice.
Pleasure.